the Bach Handel Schütze. We have lots of Bach and Handel for you this afternoon, but I'm afraid very little, actually no Schütz. sorry. But a good sampling of Bach and Handel. To open the program tonight, I'd like to play the Bach Unaccompanied Suite No. 1, originally for violin cello, but transcribed for viola. It is a typical dance suite of the Baroque era. It has many movements. The first one is a prelude, and then a courant, a sarabande, a minuet, one and two, and finally a jig. It's very typical of the dance suites of the Baroque era, probably written during, if you were at the lecture this morning, it was probably written during his court times. That was the second period. And it was written, I'd like to say a word about how Baroque composers really operated. They were very much like the baker of the day. They had to make the bread for that weekend or come up with the composition for that weekend, whether it was their own or someone else's. If the court person, the prince or whoever, had a big doing Saturday night and he wanted some music, he would go to his court musician and say, I need music this Saturday at 7 o'clock. You're going to have something, right? And he said, right, if he wanted to keep his job. So this was probably written under that kind of pressure, as were probably all of the other ones. Possibly not the last piece, but we can talk more about that as we move along here. So, Suite No. 1 in G major by J.S. Bach. Thank you.
Thank you.
introduce myself before. I'm Mark Bowen, and I'm kind of tying together the program here. I'm a composer and a violist, and a student of the musical muse, as many also of you are, I'm sure. Next this evening, or this afternoon, we have a flute sonata number 5 in F major by Handel, and Janet Hernes, accompanied by Jeannie Bowen, will be playing it for you. Getting set up, I made mention of the fact that composers of and the Baroque era were kind of like babies, and they had to crank out something for next week. And another interesting point about Baroque composers and people is that the concept of playing old music, that is music from the last century, or even 50 years old, is a phenomenon that happened in the late 19th century. And it really didn't exist in the Baroque era, possibly because they didn't have the ways of getting it all around everybody like we do now. But the composer in that church or that place would go maybe around this little circle of village or maybe Germany and have music that knew other places and bring it in, or maybe the last composer left the pile on his organ before he got there and he dug through it and pulled one out. But either he was that way or he had to write it himself. So there was very little that was pulled from long ago. I see Jan is ready for the play. Thank you. first one is Jesus Shepherd Be Thou Near Me by Bach. It's from cantata number 208. And He Shall Feed His Flock by Handel from the Messiah. Martha Gruen is going to do them, accompanied by Jeff. Are you here, Martha? There you are. Everybody has their favorite Messiah story. While Martha's here, I'm going to tell you. I think Jeff mentioned this morning that the Messiah was written. I don't know if this is true or not. I should probably mention it first. My source may not be reliable. But as Jeff mentioned, the Messiah was written in 2 weeks, and he had to borrow things to get it done. Well, it seems that he had an agent back in those days. He had more than 2 weeks to get it done. It's just that he was out doing his thing, procrastinating like many composers do. And his agent finally set him down, stuffed him in his room for 2 weeks, you know, and he brought the food to him, and here he was in this room for 2 weeks, but wouldn't let him out. He practically had to lock him in.